谢神，我们在这个主日的清晨，我们来到神的殿中。
Thanks to the Lord, and in the morning of the Lord's day, we can come to the temple of the Lord.
我们今天继续来思想，新约圣经约翰福音的经文。
Today we'll continue to think about the verses in the book of John.
跟上一个主日一样，我们今天再一次来思想耶稣基督和这个撒玛利亚打水妇人之间的这段对话。
Like last Sunday, we'll continue to study the conversation of Lord Jesus with the Samaritan woman.
好，我们可能还需要一次甚至几次的这个聚会的时间，我们还是来思想耶稣和这个撒玛利亚妇人的对话。
We probably need a few more time to study this conversation.
好，我们今天还是再一次来把约翰福音四章第七节到第三十节的经文，我们再一次来一起来读一遍。
So let's first read this chapter, the verses from the book of John, chapter 4, verse 7 to 13.
好，我们大家可以看到，眼前大屏幕上的经文，我们一起来读约翰福音四章第七节到第三十节。
You can look at the verses on the screen and let's read together.
约翰福音四章七节起，有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水，耶稣对她说：“请你给我水喝。”那时门徒进城买食物去了。撒玛利亚的妇人对她说：“你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？”原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。耶稣回答说：“你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他必早给了你活水。”妇人说：“先生，没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？我们的祖宗雅各将这井留给我们，他自己和儿子并牲畜也都喝这井里的水，难道你比他还大吗？”耶稣回答说：“凡喝这水的还要再渴，人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴，我所赐的水要在他里面成为泉源，直涌到永生。”妇人说：“先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。”耶稣说：“你去叫你丈夫也到这里来。”妇人说：“我没有丈夫。”耶稣说：“你说没有丈夫是不错的，你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫，你这话是真的。”妇人说：“先生，我看出你是先知，我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。”耶稣说：“妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。时候将到，如今就是了，那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。”妇人说：“我知道弥赛亚要来，他来了必将一切的事都告诉我们。”耶稣说：“和你说话的就是他。”那妇人就留下水罐子往城里去，对众人说：“你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了，莫非这就是基督吗？”众人就出城往耶稣那里去。感谢神，我们圣经的经文就读到这里，我们来祷告。
Thanks to the Lord, that's our scripture reading, let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your words through the Bible.
我们感谢你赐下圣灵来带领我们来思想，来明白圣经的话语。
Thank you for giving us the Holy Spirit to lead us to understand and to think about the words of your mouth.
让我们单单从圣经的话语来认识主耶稣基督。
And only by the word of God, and we will know Lord Jesus.
愿神的话语成我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
May your word become the lamp to my feet, the light on my path.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.我前段时间看了一个报道哈、啊，就是在这个新冠啊、在美国蔓延的期间，这个自杀率上升的非常的快。
Recently, I read a report that during the pandemic of the COVID-19, the suicide rate increased a great deal.
我们可能大家都知道 ，Idaho 这个州的自杀率在全美来说一直是比较高的。
Maybe some of us know that the suicide rate in Idaho has been high.
那么，尤其这几年发现，就是青少年，也包括青壮年的这个自杀率，这几年上升的非常快。
And especially in these years, the suicide rate of the youth and including young adults, has been increasing a great deal.
Idaho 就是有专门的部门做过这样的调查，在 Idaho 的高中生当中，有五分之一的高中生都考虑过自杀。
According to a survey, that one fifth of the Idaho high school students have think about killing themselves.
然后这五分之一的高中生当中，绝大多数人都已经制定出详细的自杀计划。我要怎样自杀？什么时候？什么方式？
And most of the one-fifth of the high school students have ever thought about or made a detailed plan of killing themselves.
那么这样已经制定出自杀计划的学生、高中生，在整个全部高中生当中占到18%。
And those who have made a plan of killing themselves is 18% of all the high school students.
当然了，全美的情况也大同小异啊。
And it's almost the same in the United States.
那么当研究人员进一步研究发现一个非常奇怪的现象，就是这么多年轻人就是想到自杀，并不是像以前那样，就是因为一些滥用药物啊、吸毒啊这种原因。
And when they further studied the case, and they found out that the reason why so many high school students wanted to kill themselves is not because of the drug use. It used to be the drug use.
那么现在，这主要的原因就是这些人感到极度的抑郁。
The main reason is that they were extremely depressive.
抑郁症在今天这个世界是越来越被人所熟知。
And depression is becoming more and more known to people.
就是越来越多的人会发现，哦，原来我的好朋友、我的同事我所认识的人当中就有这样抑郁症。
And more people find out that some of their friends or colleagues have depression.
然后呢，更是人们会发现这样的有极度抑郁的这样的一个病人，被称之为是一种病人呢，这个年纪越来越小。
And they also found out the age who get depression is becoming younger and younger.
有一个21岁的女孩，就是在她自杀前，她写下了她的遗言。有一段时间，就是在网上流传很广，很多人都会去转发呀、看呐。
And there was a 21-year-old girl who.Wrote her last words before he killed herself, and it was posted on the internet. A lot of people were reading it.
然后他里面有一句话就说，他说我不是脆弱，我只是病了。
One of the words she wrote is that I'm not just fragile, I'm sick.
今天人们对待这种抑郁症的病人呢，就是有好几种不同的态度。
Today people have different attitudes towards those people with depression.
那么一种呢，就是一些所谓的安慰。
One is called the comforting attitude.
就是所谓的so-called.
The so-called comforting.
那么就是哎呀，你好可怜。你是受害者，你看都是你爸爸妈妈不好。
So you're so beautiful and you're just a victim and it's all your parents' fault.
他们离婚了，他有没有想到过你的感受
？Because they got divorced and they never think about you.
他们，你看把钱都花了，也没有给你预备好一个很好的将来啊，创造条件。
They spent all the money and didn't provide you a good environment to grow for growth.
你的爸爸妈妈还有酒瘾呢。还吸毒，那全是他们的错。
Your parents are alcoholic and they use drugs. It's their fault.
或者是社会。
Or maybe it's the society.
或者是，哇，你看，你看，种族歧视啊，各种原因。
It's the racist, all kinds of reasons.
总之，你好可怜。
All in all, you are so pitiful.
你无辜的。
You're innocent.
你受害的。
You are just a victim.
谁害你呢
？Who harmed you?
全是你看周围的人。
It's the people around you.
这是一种安慰，所谓的安慰。
This is a so-called comforting attitude.
这是今天人们对待抑郁症的病患的一个态度。
That's one of the attitudes people towards those people with depression.
那么还有一种态度呢，就是指责。
Another attitude is to criticize them.
那你就是脆弱嘛。
You're just fragile.
你就是太娇气嘛。
Just so weak.
你经历这些事情算什么呢
？What are the things that you have experienced? They're nothing.
哎呀，把自己教成这个样子。
That's you look like this.
可怜之人必有可恨之处。
Those who are pitiful have something to be hated.
达尔文主义又胜利了。
The Darwinism won.
这是被社会淘汰的，弱者，没有用的。
They were got rid of by the society.
这是第二种对待抑郁症患者的一个态度。
That's the second attitude towards the people with depression.
还有第三种呢，就是根本就无视。
The third kind of attitude is kind of an indifferent style.
跟我有什么关系
？None of my business.
我的孩子不会是这样。
My child won't be like this.
受过好的教育。
They are educated.
去好的大学。
It goes to good colleges.
好的工作，好的收入。
They have good jobs with high salaries.
我们是强者，怎么可能是这样
？We are strong. We cannot be like that.
所以那些人，这是别人的事情，这跟我有什么关系
？So those are things are none of my business.
然后就说，这就是生活，人生就是这样。
It's life. Life is like this.
但是，我不会是这样。
I could not be like that.
我的孩子不会是这样。
My kids won't be like that.
这是今天人们对待抑郁者病患的，可以说有很多很多种态度，但是就可能就这几种比较典型吧。
These are some of the typical attitude of people toward those depressed people.
那么我们看这个撒玛利亚打水的妇人她如果放在今天，她是一个典型的抑郁症患者。
And if it's a Samaritan woman, if she is in today, she is a typical depressed people.
孤独。
She is lonely.
远离人群。
She stays away from other people.
大中午一个人出来打水，在那个沙漠的地区非常炎热的时候。
At midday, and she came to draw water, in a very hot day in the desert.
一般人们出来打水的时候，都是等到差不多日头快要落下去，下午傍晚凉爽的时候再出来打。他是大中午的，一个人，没有人会看他。他为什么就是出来？他要躲开所有的人。
Usually, people come to draw water when the sun sets, when it's cool, and the Samaritan woman came to draw water at midday when it's very hot because she doesn't want other people to see her.
我们从她跟耶稣的对话当中，其实可以看到她是一个蛮自卑的人。
From her conversation, with Jesus, we can see that she is a very self-abased person.
她说，哎呀，那个犹太人怎么跟我一个撒玛利亚妇人讲话呢？
She was thinking, why this Jew was talking to me, a Samaritan woman?
啊，我们要了解当时的背景啊，当时犹太人看撒玛利亚人是很卑贱，是很污秽的人。
If we learned about the background, at that time, the Jews looked down upon the Samaritans.
所以那个撒玛利亚人心里也非常的清楚，他们在犹太人心中是怎么样的一个位置，心里非常清楚。
So the Samaritans know their position in the eyes of the Jews.
所以当这个撒玛利亚打水的妇人对耶稣说，你一个犹太人跟我讲，你其实他，你看他是一个很自卑这样的一个人。
So when the Samaritan woman see that Jesus was talking to her, she was actually very self-abased.
但是从她跟耶稣的对话当中，你发现她渴不渴望跟人交流呢？
But from her conversation with Jesus, did we find out that if she is eager to communicate with others?
她其实非常渴望，是不是？
She's actually very eager to communicate with others.
她一方面逃避所有人，一方面很自卑，一方面觉得哎呀，我不配任何人，我不配跟任何人交流，尤其是跟犹太人交流。
On one hand, she finds that she's very self-abased and she wants to stay with other people and she is not worthy to talk with others.
但是另一方面，她其实是非常渴望有人能够倾听她，有人能够听她说话，有人能够跟她讲，她非常渴望。
And on the other hand, in her deep heart, she is actually very eager to have someone to listen to her.
然后事实上，从她跟耶稣对话当中，你可以看到她其实心里有极大的这种饥渴、不满足感。
And from her conversation with Jesus, we can also see that in her heart, there's a thirst, there's a feeling that cannot be satisfied.
她想啊、哦，我为什么这么饥渴，我为什么总是得不到满足啊？因为我一直没有得到美好的爱情。
And why she was always thirst for something because she didn't have love.
然后她就尝试跟很多男人曾经都在一起过。
And then you tried to associate with a lot of men.
但是结果呢，这些没有给她带来真正的满足，相反给她带来伤害。
Actually, those men didn't bring her satisfaction, but hurt.
那么她也落入到这种罪当中，也无法自拔。一方面很痛苦，一方面又在这个罪中又无法自拔。
And she fell into sin, and she couldn't get out.
渴望跟人交流，但又害怕跟人交流，甚至自己设置障碍，就是当别人要跟她交流的时候，她故意就是往外推，设置障碍。
She's eager to associate with others, but she is also afraid to communicate with others. She even set blocks to stop her from associate with others.
所以她对耶稣说：“你为什么跟我讲话？你不应该跟我讲话。你犹太人，我撒玛利亚人，你男人，我女人。”
So she asked Jesus, "Why do you talk to me? You are a Jew and I'm a Samaritan, and you are a man and I'm a woman."
所以，如果用我们今天这个医学的观念，现代观念，这个女人其实身上是非常典型的一些抑郁症的一些特征。
So today in medical terms, we can see that this woman has the typical characteristics of a depressed person.
那我们来看耶稣是怎样来接近或者医治这个抑郁症的这个抑郁的女人。
And let's see how Jesus was treating this depressed woman.
第一个，耶稣尊重她。
Number one, that Jesus respect her.
耶稣非常尊重这个女人。
Jesus showed great respect for this woman.
虽然她是撒玛利亚人，虽然她是污秽的，她是犹太人跟外邦人的混血啊，这个血统不纯的。
And although she's a Samaritan and she's filthy and she's a mixed race from the Jews and Gentiles,
她是名誉非常糟糕的这样的一个女人。
And she's a woman without any reputation.
你 跟这样的一个女人讲话，哎，我别人看到，别人会怎么想
？If I talk with such a woman, if I seen by others, what other people will think of me?
耶稣非常尊重这个女人。
And the Lord Jesus, show respect for this woman.
耶稣以平等的地位，甚至以很卑微的这个地位来接近这个抑郁的撒玛利亚女人。
And Jesus was getting close to this Samaritan woman in an equally position or even a humble position.
不是居高临下的。
It's not in an elevated place.
不是来审视的。
She's not looked down upon her.
也不是一种居高临下的，好像丢一点恩典，丢一点怜悯，给这个可怜的女人，不是这个态度。
She was not on a high place and just throw some grace on her.
耶稣是真正的尊重这个女人。
The Lord Jesus actually truly shows his respect to this woman.
为什么如此尊重这个女人呢？爱，真正的爱，真正的关心这个女人。
And she showed respect for this woman out of love.
那么甚至对这个女人说，请给我水喝。
And she even said to this woman, please give me a drink.
我相信这句话对这个女人造成极大的冲击，她万万没想到一个这个男人，犹太男人对我讲这样的话。
I think these words shocked this woman because she never thought about a Jewish man would talk to her like this.
我居然还可以帮到他。
I could help him.
啊，我这样的一个名声不好。这样一个撒玛利亚人，我这样一个，很低微、很卑贱的人，哎，他居然很需要我帮他。
I am a Samaritan without reputation. I am lowly, and can I even help such a person?
哦，原来我还是蛮重要的，我在他眼中还是有非常重要的价值，我可以帮助他。
Oh, I'm still important. I still have important value in his eye because I can help him.
然后耶稣对这个女人的尊重啊，来自于耶稣真的 care, 真的关心，真的爱。
Jesus showed respect for this woman because he really loved her.
然后耶稣以一种主动的态度来接近。
And Jesus actively get close to this woman.
耶稣主动地打开这个谈话的这个话题。
And Jesus actively started the conversation.
耶稣甚至主动地以很卑微的态度提出要求，提出请求，给我水喝。
And Jesus even raised his request in a lowly position.
然后耶稣还主动地引导，把这个话题最后引导到活水上面来，引导到敬拜神上面去。
And he lead the topic of the conversation to the living water.
这不是敷衍了事的一番谈话。
So it's not a meaningless and it's not a careless conversation.
是真正的关心，真正的爱，真正的尊重。
And he truly cares about and truly respects her.
不像我们今天有时候给人家传福音是完成任务的。
Not like today, sometimes we share the gospel with others to accomplish a task.
我们今天有时候传福音的时候，哎呀，就是其实心里觉得，哎呀，快点走吧，快点走吧，对对吧？心里这样想。
Sometimes we share gospel with others. Actually, in our heart, we think that, yeah, just leave and leave.
啊，但是我是基督徒啊，我要传福音啊，我怎么办呢
？But I'm a Christian. I have to preach the gospel. I have to share the gospel. What can I do?
啊，这。啊，单张给你啊，你自己看啊啊，好好好，任务完成了。
I just give you the tracts and you read it by yourself.
这种不是真的 care.
Because we don't really care.
所以呢，耶稣怎样对待这个抑郁症患者呢？第一个就是尊重，真的尊重。
So we can see that how Jesus treat this depressed woman. The number one is respect, truly respect.
然后当耶稣来见这个打水的妇人之前，耶稣还见了一个人，就是那个法利赛人尼哥底母，对不对？也是单独见的。
And before Jesus went to meet this Samaritan woman, he met another man, the Pharisees, Nicodemus.
然后那一位是 他在犹太人当中他地位很高的，他不仅是宗教领袖，他还是政治领袖，他是一个官员。
And Nicodemus was actually a very important people in the Jews. He's not only a religious leader, he's also a political leader.
啊，当然是血统纯正的犹太人啊，法利赛。
He is a Jews, pure Jew.
但是是他来求着见耶稣的。
And he begged to see Jesus.
然后耶稣还甚至还责备他，就说你个犹太人的老师，你怎么都不明白呢？甚至还责备他。
Jesus even criticized him because you are a teacher of the law. How don't you understand this?
所以我们会看见这个法利赛人尼哥底母非常尊重耶稣这个木匠的儿子，而且还是个年轻人。但是耶稣在这个地方却非常尊重这个撒玛利亚打水的妇女。
We can see that the Pharisee, the Nicodemus, showed great respect to Jesus, the son of a carpenter, but Jesus was here showing respect for this Samaritan woman.
所以这今天很多时候跟这个世界的观念是完全相反，甚至跟很多很多基督徒的观念都是完全相反的。
So this is totally different from the view of this world, and even different from the view of some of those Christians.
今天，比如说有一位来到我们教会当中，哇，他是议员，他是州长，他是总统。
And see some, if someone comes to our church, he's a senator, he's a governor, he's a president.
哇，我们怎样对待他
？How do we treat him？
我们肯定，哇，我好荣幸呐、啊，教会好荣幸呐、啊，因为有你来。
We will be so honored because he comes.
以前英格兰有一个牧师哈、啊，当英女王，就是牧民去听他讲道的时候。
And there was a pastor in England when the Queen of England went to his church to listen to his preach.
因为女王来了，当然所有人都知道啊，因为他有随从啊，他很大的这个阵势啊。
And everybody knows that the Queen comes because.They had a group of people following her.
然后这个牧者讲道没有丝毫的打断影响。
But this didn't have any effect or disturbance on the preach of that pastor.
然后这个牧者最后还讲，今天所有的人都要认罪悔改，否则都要下地狱。
And he even said at the end of his preach that everyone here should repent and otherwise.Will go to hell.
包括今天来到这里的英国女王
，and including the Queen of England.
啊，这种真正对真理的坚持，对人的尊重，啊，真正把人看到人的价值，而不是看这个人在世界上的位置，这种态度，今天事实上我们已经很多时候忘记了。
This persistence in truth and this, the value of the man, this attitude, is seldom seen today.
耶稣在这里非常尊重这个卑微甚至污秽、名声不好的女人。
Here we can see that Jesus really respects this Samaritan woman who is filthy and without reputation.
因为耶稣真正的爱她。
Jesus truly loves her and cares about her.
所以今天有时候我们会想，当我们传福音的时候，尤其是对一些比如说生活方式或者是现在各种罪中的人，当我们跟他传福音的时候，我们是怎样
？So it reminds us that when we share gospel with some people who have different lifestyles with us, we maybe he or she fall in sin, and how do we treat him?
真的关心他，我们真的尊重人家吗
？Do we really care about him？
还是我们心里其实想啊、哦，他们是 low life 啊，我是怎样，我来丢一点怜悯给他们
？Or do we think that oh they are kind of the lowly people and we just throw some love, some compassion on him? It's okay.
啊，所以耶稣对待这个撒玛利亚打水的妇人，他是非常抑郁的。耶稣非常尊敬他。
And we can see that Jesus was treating this Samaritan woman who was depressed. He was showing respect.
那么第二个呢，耶稣对待这个女人呢，非常的诚实。
And second, we can see that Jesus was treating the Samaritan woman in an honest way.
他就说，你现在有五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是好丈夫。
He said to her that you have, you said you have five husbands, then you, the one you have is not your husband.
一针见血指出她的罪。
And he pointed out her sin.
一针见血说出她这个非常放纵的情欲。
It directly just speak out the lust she was having.
就直接讲出来。
He directly points out her problem.
那么今天很多的时候，我们对一些人，特别是这些抑郁啊，或者是心里很难受、痛苦的人，我们不敢用这种诚实的态度去对待他。
Today, a lot of times we do not use this kind of honest way to treat those people with depression.
我们不敢跟他讲诚实的话。
We dare not to speak honest words to him.
我们明明知道他的问题。
And we know his problem.
就是太自私嘛。
They are just selfish.
就是太自我为中心嘛。
You're just so self-centered.
就是太骄傲嘛。
You're so proud.
为什么你要全世界都围着你转呢？为什么你要你的父母要为你而活呢
？Why should you be the center of the world? Why your parents should live for you?
为什么你别人什么都没有，别人很开心的活着，为什么你拥有这么多，你这么愁苦呢
？Well, others they do not have a lot of things and they can happily live a life, and you have so many things, you own so many, and you still sad.
我不敢给人讲这样。
We dare not speak such words.
不敢讲。
We dare not.
然后我们就说，哦，你没有问题，都是别人的问题。
We just say that, you do not have any problems. It's all the faults of others.
哦，现在好受了一点没有？我这样安慰你，你有没有觉得好受一点
？Do you feel better?
哦，感觉好一点。
Yeah, I'm feeling better.
哦，好好，你走吧，你走吧。
Okay, you can go.
什么意思呢？我们用这样不诚实的态度对待人，其实我们不是真正的关心他。
So the truth is that we were using such a unhonest way to treat others. It shows that we do not really care about him.
我们只是说，哎呀，赶紧把这个问题解决，然后啊，你回到你的生活，我回到我的生活。
We just want to solve the problem right now, and you go back to your life and go back to mine.
当然。前提是什么？为什么耶稣如此诚实地指出这个女人的罪，她居然听进去了，她会居然承认？这个女人为什么一点不狡辩，一点不反对？为什么呢
？And Jesus pointed out the problems of this woman. This woman didn't resist and didn't challenge. And why?
为什么我们今天诚实地讲，你要给人这样讲，人家肯定就很生气，对不对？然后人家可以跟你辩论，人家就不理你了。
And if we talk with people, in this attitude, and people will just ignore you, and they will argue with you, and they don't want to see you anymore.
因为我们没有像耶稣那样做第一步。
Because we didn't do the first step like Jesus.
真的尊重他吗？
We really respect them.
真的关心他吗
？Do we really care about them?
真的看他就像看自己的女儿，看自己的儿子，看自己的兄弟姐妹吗
？Do we treat them like all children or brothers and sisters?
或者你真的看他就像自己的爸爸妈妈吗
？Do you view them as your own parents?
你如果真的这样看他，你会真的尊敬他
？If you view them.Like this, and you will show respect to them.
这个时候你说诚实的话，他接受。
And then, if you say some honest word, and they will receive.
他知道你爱。
And they will accept, and they know that you love him.
所以你指出我的问题。
So you point out my problem.
我的问题不是我不知道，我知道。
Actually, I know my problem.
但是我不能为力。
I have nothing to do. I'm so weak.
但我今天碰到一个真正爱我的、真正关心我的、也真正尊重我的人。
But today I meet someone who really cares about me and respects me.
他指出我的问题。
He points out my problem.
我不是狡辩，我更不是逃跑。
I will not argue and I will not stay away.
我感到很安全。
I feel safe.
跟你在一起，我很安全。
I feel safe with you.
因为你爱我。
Because you love me.
你用诚实的态度对待。
You treat me with honesty.
所以今天很多的时候，有时候我们对别人说，有时候尤其是我心里也很着急，我就蹦蹦蹦把一些话丢出去。
Because I'm a hot temper, so a lot of words, I would just throw words at others.
我心里还在想，耶稣可以这样说，那我也这样说。
And in my heart, I thought that Jesus could speak like this, and I can too.
但是我忘记了。
But I forgot one thing.
耶稣那样爱他，我有没有那样爱他？
Jesus loves them, but did I love them?
耶稣看他，哪怕他掉在罪中，哪怕他染满污秽，哪怕他名声再不好，他身上有神的形象。
Jesus viewed them that although they are filthy, they fell into sin, that they have the image of God in their body.
我有没有这样
？Am I the same？
我看过一个音乐老师他的一段见证和分享。
I have ever read a testimony of a music teacher.
然后这个音乐老师呢，他是去到很多很多的监狱，他教那些犯人音乐。
And the music teacher has been to a lot of prisons to teach the prisoners music.
然后他记得他有一次进入到一个教室啊，因为他是个女老师嘛，都是一些女犯人。有一个就是看上去很凶的一个女犯人。看到他就一句话就说，你想从我们这里得到什么？
And one time he went into a classroom and saw a female prisoner who looked strong and stared at her and said, "What do you want from us?"
然后他一看这个话，因为那个女犯人很凶的，他哎呀，感到很害怕，感到很震惊。
She looked at her, that female prisoner, and she was a little afraid, and she was shocked.
然后她其实心里设想过，有人问她这样，她要怎么说。
She ever imagined, she have ever thought how she would respond to such things.
但那个时候她全忘记了。
But she totally forget at that moment.
啊，她实话实说。
And she was just told the truth.
她说，因为神给我有这样的恩赐。我特别喜欢跟人分享我这样的恩赐。
She should just tell him that God gave me the grace, and I want to share His grace with others.
然后，我正好得到这样的机会，所以我就来到监狱。
And I have this opportunity to come here.
然后这个音乐老师呢，他说他进去之前呢，他原本想，哎呀，我就还可以戴上一个面具，面对他们，然后把这几十分钟应付完就好了。
Before the music teacher went to the prison, she was thinking that maybe for this just the some time, for those times, I just put on a mask and a disguise, so I just talk with them this dozens of minutes, and then that's all.
后来这时候呢，有一个非常有经验的，在这个监狱里面非常有经验的一个心理咨询的一个朋友，就告诉这个音乐老师。
And in that prison, there's a very experienced psychologist, and he told the music teacher.
他说监狱里这些犯人啊，他们的嗅觉非常的灵敏。
He said the prisoners in this prison are very, very sensitive.
他说只要你不诚实啊，他马上就感觉到。
And if you are unhonest, they can sense it immediately.
所以你最好诚实。
So you better be honest.
你不要想着戴任何面具。
Do not try to put on a disguise or a mask.
有一个姊妹曾经安慰另外一个年轻的姊妹，都是主里的。
And a sister in the Lord was trying to comfort another sister in the Lord.
然后这两个姊妹在一起，曾经已经服侍很多年了，都非常好的朋友，非常好的关系。
They have been serving the Lord together for many years. They are very good.
啊，那个年轻的姊妹就说：“哎呀，我现在特别的痛苦啊，我，啊，我的父母欠了好几百万的债呀。”
The younger sister, shared that, I'm very sad and right now because my parents have a lot of debts, several million dollars of debts.
哎呀，我的孩子特别的自私啊，特别的调皮啊，想要什么玩具立刻就要啊，花好多钱啊。
My kids are very selfish and they want their toys right now and whatever, how much money they will spend.
然后我丈夫，哎呀，工作压力很大，各种困难，各种，哎呀，我现在很痛苦，很痛苦，很抑郁。
And my husband is also under pressure in his work and just I'm very sad and I feel very depressed right now.
后来这个年长一点的姊妹就去安慰他。
And this older brother sister was just trying to comfort her.
那怎么安慰呢？
And how did she comfort her?
你的妈妈太贪财了。
She said that your mother is too greedy.
所以她这么痛苦。
So she is so in suffering.
你也一样。
And you have the same problem.
所以你现在这么痛苦。
That's why you are so sad.
早一点悔改。
Repent early.
圣经告诉我，贪财的心让我的心被愁苦要刺透。
And the Bible tells us that a greedy heart will pierce our hearts.
后来那个姊妹，年轻姊妹听到这样的话。
And when this younger sister heard this,
你说太对。
She said, "You are right."
这就是我的问题。
That's my problem.
这是我家庭的问题。
This is my problem of my family.
谢谢你今天告诉我，其实我也知道。
Thank you for pointing this out. Actually, I know this.
我要认罪，我要悔改。
I need to repent and I need to confess my sin.
耶稣怎样来医治这个抑郁的撒玛利亚妇人呢？
And how did Jesus heal the Samaritan woman who was depressed?
尊重她。
He was showing respect to her.
真实的尊重来自于真实的关心，真实的爱。
True respect, it comes out of love and comes out of sincere care.
人都是很敏感的。
And people are all very sensitive.
你要是装，人家一下就知道了。
If you disguise, you pretend, and other people will sense it.
所以最好不要装。
So you better not pretend or disguise.
如果你说我确实爱不起来，没有办法爱。
If you say that I just do not know how to love.
想想主。
Think about Lord Jesus.
想想主耶稣是怎样爱你爱我这个罪人。
And think about how Jesus loves you and me, the sinners.
想想主耶稣在十字架上为你为我这个罪人。
And think about what Jesus have done on the cross for you and for me, sinners.
然后祷告。
And pray.
祷告求神给我爱。
And pray for God to give you love.
让我真的爱这些我原来爱不起来的人。
So that you can truly love those that you cannot love.
那么耶稣对待这个撒玛利亚的妇人真正的爱，真正的尊重。第二个呢，诚实，指出她的罪。
That Jesus was showing respect to this woman, and the second, she treating her with honesty.
第三，告诉他们或者赋予他们人生真正的意义和使命。
And number three is he tells them the meaning and the mission of their life.
跟主耶稣有一番谈话之后，这个撒玛利亚妇人完全变成另外一个样子了。
After conversation with Jesus, the Samaritan woman was totally transformed.
以前孤独的，不愿见人的。
And she was lonely, and she stayed away from others.
现在把水罐子一丢，欢欢喜喜跑回城，去告诉全城的人。
But now she left her water jar, and she went into town and tell everybody.
不再逃避人了。
And she no longer stayed with other people.
不再害怕了。
She was no longer afraid.
也不在那里自卑自怜。
She she was no longer self-abased and self-pitiful.
她也甚至不在乎别人怎么看她。我是一个有罪的女人呢、啊，我是个名声不好的女人。这很多，这城里很多人都知道啊。
She didn't even care about what others view about her, and she was a sinful woman. She was without any reputation, and all people in the town know about her.
不管了，完全不管这些了。
She totally didn't care about those things.
又跑回去告诉这些人，就是我今天遇到弥赛亚了，你们都来看呐。
She just ran into the town and tell everybody that I have seen Messiah. Come and look at him.
然后居然那些人就信了。
And those people believed.
这个传福音的效率高不高？
Is she efficient in sharing the gospel?
从某种角度上看，比耶稣的效率都高。
To some extent that she is more efficient than Jesus preaching the gospel.
耶稣祷告整夜呼召门徒就十二个。
And Jesus prayed the whole night and he called his disciples and there was only 12.
这个女人一跑回去一喊，全城的人都来。
And this woman went into town and he told those people and all people came with her.
最奇妙的就是这城里的人居然听她的，居然信她。
Most amazing thing that those people in the town believed her.
这个女人不是什么地位很高有权柄的人。
And this woman was not in a high position.
这个女人甚至也没有什么好名声啊。
And this woman does not have any good reputation.
一些所谓的正人君子要离这样的女人要离得远远的。
Those so-called noblemen stays away from this kind of people.
但是居然这个女人就一句话，这所有人居然都听都信了。
But with just one sentence, all people believed this woman.
我们想，这是多么神、多么奇妙的事情。
This is so amazing.
这是真正的力量从哪里来的
？What does this power come from?
生命的改变。
This transformation of life.
这些人看到这个女人生命变了。
They saw the transformation of life in this woman.
她不是那个抑郁症的女人了。
She was no longer the depressed woman.
啊，自卑自怜，一个人躲在那个地方。
She was self-abased and self-pitiful, and it stays lonely there.
容光焕发。
Now she was glorious.
兴高采烈。
She was so excited and
眼睛里发着光。
And his eyes was glowing.
告诉所有人，我今天遇到弥赛亚。
And she was telling everybody, I have seen Messiah.
大家都要去。
Come.
他找到他人生的意义和使命。
And she found the meaning of her life and the mission of her life.
就是告诉人。
It's to tell everyone.
有一位拯救了。
There is someone who delivers me.
你们都要去。
Come.
认识他，来信他。
Know him.
所以，耶稣赋予他生命的意义，赋予他使命。
So Jesus gave her the mission and the meaning of life.
她就成为一个完全不一样的人。
And she became a totally different person.
水罐子也丢了。
She just threw away her water jar.
多少个丈夫，那时候也没有放在心上啊。
And she didn't put in her mind those husbands she ever had.
耶稣没有行任何的神迹。耶稣没有给这个女人她原本想要的任何东西。
Jesus didn't perform a miraculous sign here, and she didn't give the woman what she actually wants at the beginning.
耶稣给她什么
？What did Jesus give him? Give her?
你生命的意义，你生命的使命。
The meaning and mission of life.
啊，我们看到圣经中另外一个被耶稣拯救的人。
And let's look at another man who was saved by Jesus.
马可福音记载了一个被鬼附的男人。
The book of Mark records a man who was demon possessed.
然后这个男人呢，一个人，住在这个坟地里面，他躲开所有人，但事实上也是别人把他丢到那儿去的。
And this man lived in among tombs, and he was lonely there. Actually, he was rejected by others.
然后谁把他丢到那去了呢？他自己的家人和亲人。
And his family's relatives throw him there.
然后他一个人在坟地里面狂呼乱叫
and just cries and shouts in the tombs,
拿石头砍自己
he cuts himself with stones,
然后耶稣来找他
and Jesus came to her, came to him,
耶稣问他的名字
Jesus asked his name,
我相信这一句话就把这个被鬼附的人都震惊了
I think this sentence shocked this demon-possessed man.
这个世界上谁关心我的名字啊？谁关心我叫什么呀
？Whoever cares about his name and what his name is.
我的家人都不要我了，都把我丢到这里来。
My family members even forsake me.
谁会关心我叫什么
？Whoever cares about my name.
谁会在意我
？Who cares about me？
但居然有这样一位，一直从。这个加利利海那边过来，大风浪当中过来，问我叫什么名字啊
？There's even someone who came from the other side of Galilee and came to ask me about my name.
然后我们都知道，接下来耶稣赶出他身上的鬼。
And we know that Jesus drive out the demons in him.
然后这位就跪在耶稣面前，他说我不走。跟着你，我没见过像你这样爱我的人，尊重我的人，爱我的人，我就跟你了。
And knelt before Jesus and he said, "I will follow you, Jesus." And I never seen someone who cares about me so much, and I want to follow you.
然后耶稣就不许他。
And Jesus didn't permit him.
耶稣对他说：“你回家去，到你亲属那里去，将主为你所做的何等大的事，是怎样怜悯你的，都告诉他。”
And he said to him, "Go home to your friends and your relatives and tell them the great things the Lord has done for you."
然后那人就走了，然后，在底加波利传扬耶稣为他做何等大的事，众人就都稀奇。
And he departed and he began to proclaim in Decapolis all that Jesus done for him, and all marveled.
耶稣尊重他。
And Jesus showed respect to him.
耶稣爱。
Jesus loves him.
耶稣赋予他人生的意义、人生的价值、人生的使命。
And Jesus gives him the meaning and the mission of life and the value of life.
这就是你现在要做、以后要做的事情、以后一生你要做的事情。
That's what you are going to do in all your life from now on.
去给人家讲神怎样拯救你、神怎样怜悯。
To share with others how God saved you and have mercy on you.
然后这个人第一个要回到他的家人那里去。
And this man will go back to his family.
他那个时候他心里可能最不愿意见的就是他家人。
Maybe he didn't want to see his family at all.
就是我的家人抛弃我。
Because they forsake me.
但是耶稣这样爱我。
Because Jesus loves me.
他也爱那些所有曾经伤害我。曾经所有让他失望、让他痛苦的人，他也爱。
And he loves all those who have ever disappointed him.
我们常常对人生的价值有一个误解。
Usually we have a misunderstanding of the value of life.
活着到底为什么
？What do we live for？
很多人说 ，pursue happiness.
Some people say.Pursue happiness.
这是我们活着的意义和目的啊。
That's the meaning and value of our life.
追求 happy.
To pursue happiness.
啊，做任何事情要 have fun.
We should have fun when we do everything.
做这个事情没有 fun. 一点不 happy, 不好玩。
There's no happiness if there's no fun.
那你不做啊。
Then we do not need to do it.
我在这个地上，我最大的权利，我最大的 pursue happiness.
And I have the privilege to seek my happiness in this life.
如果我没有觉得 happy,
if I don't feel happy,
那我就试试别的。
And I will try other way.
或者说我什么都试过了，我试过五个男人了。
Or I have tried many ways and I have tried five husbands.
我还是不 happy.
I'm still not happy.
那我这个人生的价值和意义在哪里呢
？And Where is the value and meaning of my life?
那我活在干什么呀？
What do I live for?
不 happy 啊。
I'm not happy.
人活的就是为了 happy 吗？
Life is for happiness.
不是啊。
It's not.
上帝造人就是让人 在那里 happy 吗？
Did God create man for them to be happy?
不是的。
No.
上帝造人给人有使命。
God created man and gave them a mission.
使命带来人的价值和意义，人的生的意义。
And mission brings out the meaning of life.
我们今天造一个锤子，什么时候是这个锤子最开心的时候？
And today we made a hammer. And what's the most happiness moment of this hammer?
一个正常的锤子，就是当它打钉子的时候，它很 happy。
Normal hammer is most happy when it hammers the nails.
虽然打钉子这个锤子，如果想象一下，它也很痛，是不是？好痛啊！梆梆梆打。
It will hurt. Think about that. Imagine that.
但是很高兴的，因为我是锤子，锤子就要打钉子。
But it is happy because he is a hammer. Its mission is to hammer the nail.
一个生了病的锤子会怎样？
What happens to a sick?A hammer.
打钉子他不开心。
And he will not be happy when he hammers nails.
哎呀，你把我弄得漂漂亮亮的。
It just made me look beautiful.
哎，把我放到那个展示柜里面。
Put me in a display.
所有人来欣赏我。
Everybody just enjoy looking at me.
所有人为我欢呼。
And they cheer at me.
好漂亮的锤子哦。
This is such a beautiful hammer.
包金的。
It's with gold.
哎呀，我这样，我这个锤子就开心了。
Then I will feel happy as a hammer.
那这个锤子是有病啊。
Then this is a sick hammer.
这不是锤子，他忘记自己是个锤子。
And it is not a hammer at all. He forgot that he is a hammer.
他要如果知道自己是锤子，最开心的时候就是他打钉子的时候。
If he thinks that he's a hammer, and the most happiest moment is that when he hammers a nail.
人生的目的不在于追求 happy, 追求 fun.
The meaning of life is not to pursue happiness and pursue fun.
什么驱动我们的生命？
What spells our life?
意义。
The meaning of our life.
活的为什么？
What do we live for?
享受绝对不是我人生的目的。
Enjoy it.The entertainment is not the purpose of life.
吃得好一点。
To eat good, eat better.
吃遍所有山珍海味。
And eat all the delicious food in the world.
把新冠都吃出来。
And that leads to the COVID-19.
去过所有的这个风景漂亮的地方。
You have traveled all the beautiful places in the world.
结果在南极冻得不行。
And you are cold to death in the South Pole.
结交哇，很多很多的男朋友，很多很多女朋友。
You made a lot of boyfriends and girlfriends.
大家都知道花公子的创始人吧？花公子杂志的创始人。
You know the one who started the Playboy the magazine.
前段时间去世了，八十多岁，好像快90岁的老人吧。
Recently he passed away and is almost an old man, 80-90 years old.
然后当他去世了，身边还是有好几个漂亮女孩子啊。
Well, pathway still has a lot of beautiful girls around her.
其实，就是那些漂亮女孩子，包括所有接触到她们，其实都蛮可怜这个老人。
And those beautiful girls all feel that he is really a pitiful man.
真的是个很痛苦的。
He's actually very suffering.
他想要的一切的享受，从人看他都得到。
All he needs and all he wants, in the man's perspective, she gets them all.
反正很痛苦。
But she was in suffering.
然后他最后很多事情他做不了了，肉体衰残了。
He couldn't do a lot of things because his body was very weak.
什么驱动我们的生命？就像这个打水的妇人，就像这个格拉森被鬼附的人。
What moves our life on? Just like the Samaritan woman, just like the demon-possessed man.
从耶稣那里，他们找到人生的意义，找到他们人生的使命。
And they found the meaning and the mission of life in Jesus.
有一个信主的年轻姊妹，有一段时间就跟一位年长的姊妹，在那里找她聊天。
And the younger sister in the Lord wanted to share her experience with an older sister.
就是这个年轻姊妹说：“哎呀，这段时间我好苦闷呐，我又失恋了，我工作又不顺利，然后我想找的男朋友是怎么样的，但是为什么就是？”这么不顺利啊，非常痛苦郁闷。
She was sharing with the sister that I was so depressed recently because I had a broken relationship and I want to find a good boyfriend, but it's so hard. I'm in great suffering.
就是开始埋怨神。
And she begins to complain to God.
为什么不听我祷告？
Why didn't you answer my prayer?
为什么看我那么痛苦？
Why do you see me? I'm in suffering.
你不是我的天父吗？
You to my heavenly father?
为什么不管我？
Why do you care about me?
后来有一天，就这个年轻的姊妹坐地铁的时候，
And one time this younger sister was in subway.
就说上来一个年轻的小伙子。
And a young man came into the subway.
大声向地铁车厢的人传福音。
And he was preaching the gospel to the people in the subway.
他说我只有一站路的时间。
He said, I have only the time to go one station to the next station.
大声向全车厢的人传纯正的福音。
And she was preaching the truth, the gospel, true gospel to all the people in that car.
这是在一个所谓无神论的国家。
That's in a country that's claimed to be atheist.
很多人当然是很嘲笑他，藐视他。
Of course, a lot of people just mock at him and they despise at him.
还有人认真在听。
But some people were listening.
我在想，你今天去到纽约地铁，你做同样的事情，估计得到的反应差不太多。
I see that if you go to New York and went to the subway and do the same thing, probably you get the same reactions.
坐在这车厢里面的有一位。被这个年轻的小伙子深深的震撼了，就是那个年轻的姊妹。
One person was greatly touched by that young man, that this younger sister.
他是基督徒。这个年轻的小伙子是基督徒。
That young man is a Christian.
我也是基督徒。
I'm also a Christian.
他在做什么？
What was he doing?
我在干什么？
What am I doing?
我在为什么愁苦？我在为什么忧愁
？What am I worry about and suffering from？
男朋友
，my boyfriend，
工作
，my job，
多赚一点，少赚一点
，want to earn more money，
别人怎么看我
？What others feel about me？
这个小伙子在做什么
？What is this young man doing？
他在为什么竭尽全力
？What is he trying to do？
后来那个年轻的小姊妹就跟那个年长的姊妹分享这段经历，她说我那个时候我不抑郁了。
And when this younger sister was sharing with this experience with the older sister, she said, I'm no longer depressed.
人生的目的不在于追求 happiness.
The meaning of life is not to pursue happiness.
Happiness 不会真的让我们驱动我们 move on.
Happiness will not move us on.
什么驱动我们？
What moves us on?
真正人生的意义和使命。
The true meaning and mission of life.
主耶稣基督在他临上十字架之前，他做了祷告。
And before Jesus went up on the cross, and he made such a prayer.
主耶稣说，约翰福音十七章四节，我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事，我已成全。
The book of John 17:4 says, I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do.
我相信任何一个人，当他即将离开世界的时候，他能做出这样的一句祷告，那这个人太成功了。
And I believe that anyone who can make such a prayer before he dies, he is a successful man.
他的人生太圆满。
He has a perfect life.
他没有一丝疑。
He has no regrets.
我这一辈子在地上，我荣耀了天父上帝。
Because I have glorified the Heavenly Father on the earth.
天父上帝交托我的使命，我做了。
I have done the work which the Heavenly Father has given me to do.
提摩太后书四章七到八节。
Second Timothy chapter 4 verse 7 and 8.
这是耶稣基督的门徒说的话。
That's the words of the Jesus disciples.
刚才是耶稣说的话。
But just now the words were from Jesus.
现在我们来看耶稣的门徒保罗说的话。
Now let's look at the words of Paul, Jesus' disciple.
我们大家一起来读。
Let's read it together.
提摩太后书四章第七节到第八节。第七节起。那美好的仗我已经打过了，当好的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。从此以后，有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。当一个人要离开这个世界的时候，
Someone will leave this world.
他回顾他的一生。
He records all her of his life.
他做出这样的一个祷告。
He made such a prayer.
我羡慕这样的。
I admire such people.
这样的人，人生没有缺憾。
This kind of people need to have no regrets in their life.
这样的人，在地上的人生每一分钟都没有浪费。
Such people.They didn't waste any minute on the earth.
这样人其实最幸福的。
These kind of people are the most happiest people in the world.
他所经历的幸福，是那些没有找到真正人生意义和使命的人永远经历不到的幸福，从天上来，从永恒来的喜乐。
And the happiness they have ever experienced.Are the happiness that those people without the meaning of life never ever experienced the eternal life on, in eternity.
所以圣经劝我们要尝尝天恩的滋味啊。
The Bible tells us to taste the heaven, the blessings of from heaven.
你就知道你以前吃的那些东西都是垃圾啊。
Then you will know that you have been eating the rubbish.
这就是保罗说的，我以前世上的那些东西，我后来才明白，那些东西我吃，我拼命的抓，那结果是粪土。
That what Paul said, that I have been seeking for all those things but dust.
我现在尝到了天恩的滋味，我得着了至宝主耶稣基督。
Now I have tasted the grace from heaven, and I have gained the most precious thing, the Lord Jesus.
我是来自于中国大陆武汉啊。
I come from mainland China, Wuhan.
武汉有很著名的食物叫热干面。
And Wuhan has a very famous food called 热干面。
我是不乱吃热干面的人。
I do not just freely eat this fun food.
武汉大街小巷到处卖热干面。
There are all kinds of places to sell this kind of noodles.
因为我吃过真正好的，正宗的。
Because I have ever eaten the most, the best, noodles in Wuhan.
其他的那些你到处在卖，哎呀，不用花时间，不用花钱去尝。
You don't have to spend money to eat in those other restaurants.
要吃，我哪怕从武汉三镇这个镇跑到那个镇，我就吃那一家。
But if you want to really want to try this kind of noodle, then you need to maybe travel a lot of distance to that place to eat the best.
当然了，我是打一个比喻。
I'm just giving you the example.
所以我们今天从耶稣对这个撒玛利亚人的这一段对话当中呢，
so,
我们来看耶稣怎样医治了他。
So today from the conversation between the Samaritan woman and Jesus, let's see how Jesus healed the Samaritan woman.
真正的爱，真正的关心，真正的尊重。
This is true love and true respect and true love.
诚实。
And the honesty.
真实的指出这个女人的罪。
And he honestly points out the sin of this woman.
然后告诉她人生的出路。
And she told her the meaning of life.
告诉她什么是你真正人生的方向，你人生的意义和价值是什么。
And he told her the direction of her life and the meaning of her life.
赋予她使命。
And he gave her mission of life.
她所有的忧郁都没有了。
And all her sufferings, all her depression was gone.
他成为上帝的战士，福音的战士。
And she became a soldier for God, and a soldier for the gospel.
啊，我们一起来读最后一处经文。
And let's read the last scripture.
我们看到屏幕上罗马书十四章第七节到第八节的经文，我们一起来读。
On the screen, the scripture from the Romans chapter 14, verse 7 and 8. Let's read it together.
罗马书十四章七节起，我们没有一个人为自己活，也没有一个人为自己死。我们若活着，是为主而活；若死了，是为主而死。所以，我们或活或死，总是主的人。感谢神，我们每一个被耶稣的血所洒，我们蒙恩得救的人。
Thanks to the Lord, and every one of us has been sprinkled by the precious blood of Jesus and saved by Him.
用被神的话语所光照
and enlightened by His words.
用不要忘记我们人生的意义，我们人生的使命
Let's not forget the meaning and mission of our life.
让我们被这个使命，被这个人生的意义所驱动
Let's move on through this mission.
这个地上的短暂的 happiness 驱动不了我们
And this short and temporary happiness will not move us on
只会让我们迷失
It will only lead us to a lost position
最终把我们掉到愁苦当中
And we will finally fall into depression
让我们找到我们为什么而活
And let's look forand find the meaning of life. Why do we live for?
让我们真的明白，我们或生或死，我们无论吃什么喝什么，都是为了主，都是为了荣耀主。
When we know that whether we eat or drink, it is for the Lord, and we live for the Lord.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
感谢你把我们从万民当中呼召、拣选、拯救出来。
Thank you for calling us from all nations and save us.
啊，我们每个人，我们都好像那个撒玛利亚打水的妇人。
Every one of us is like that Samaritan woman who draws water.
我们也像那个格拉森被鬼附的男人。
And we are also like that demon-possessed man.
我们以前都是活在黑暗当中，活在罪恶当中。
We were living in darkness and in sin.
我们找不到出路。
We have no way out.
我们找不到人生的方向。
We had no direction of life.
我们追求这个地上短暂的快乐，我们短暂的满足。
We have been seeking the short and temporary happiness in this world.
但这一切让我们落入更大的虚空，更大的愁苦当中。
But all this fell us into a more emptiness.
主耶稣基督怎样医治，怎样拯救那个打水的妇人，那个被鬼附的男人。
And how Jesus healed the Samaritan woman, how he healed this demon-possessed man.
愿主耶稣基督今天，愿圣灵在我们生命中也做同样的工作。
And Lord, we ask the Holy Spirit to do the same work on us.
我们也知道，我们今天能够脱离罪的捆绑，脱离死亡的辖制。
And we know that today we are free from sin and from, we are no longer bound by death.
因为主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们流出他的血。
Because Jesus has shed his blood on the cross.
主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们这些本来是不堪不配的罪人牺牲他自己。
Jesus died.On the cross and sacrificed himself for us.
他受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活。
And he died and buried and raised to life on the third day.
让我们这一切信靠耶稣的人，我们不仅罪得赦免。
And all of us who believe in Jesus will not only forgiven our sins,
让我们也成为新造的人。
And we become a new being.
让我们得着那永远的生命。
Now we have gained eternal life.
让我们真正找到那人生真正的价值。
Has found the true meaning of life.
让我们也得着那真正值得我们去奔跑，值得我们去奋斗的使命。
And we have the mission that's worthy of our seeking and all our efforts.
让每一个人在基督里都成为新造的人。
Every one of us become a new being in Christ.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.